Good morning. I'd like to wish a happy Father's Day to my fellow fathers out there, and I'd like to also offer a special welcome for those of you who came to Mass because Dad said, it's Father's Day, you're coming. Glad you're here. So we're almost at the end of the season of spring. The flowers have bloomed and faded. The trees are now a deep green of summer. And a man's thoughts turn to going out on the boat. Let's get that boat out of dry dock. Let's put it in the water. Let's clean it up. Let's hope that the engine turns over so that we can go out fishing or swimming or whatever it is we do in the summer here in beautiful East Tennessee. Today's gospel story, we hear about a different kind of a boat trip, a most remarkable boat trip. And if we reflect upon the characters involved in this boat trip of Jesus's and his disciples and followers, we may learn a little something about what it's like to weather a storm. Here they are, it's evening, and Jesus wants to cross to the other side of this Sea of Galilee. Now, the Sea of Galilee, they tell me, is notorious for sudden thunderstorms. So here it is, it's nighttime or evening, so it's going to be hard to see a thunderstorm coming. They can't exactly tune into the weather channel, right? So this storm comes upon them quite suddenly. It's a terrific storm, and it starts to fill the boat with water. Now, I would imagine that those who are in the boats will start to do things to try and get through the storm. So the first thing is some people will try and steer the boat. Now, Peter and James and John were experienced fishermen. They fished a lot on the Sea of Galilee, and they probably had to deal with these kind of storms as a part of their profession. So they would know how to steer the boat and turn the rudder and whatever it took, point the nose of the boat into the wind so that they might not turn over altogether. So the experts, the people who understood what to do, would start to steer the boat. Other people in the boat might say, well, I don't know how to steer a boat, but I can help by getting the provisions and taking them out of the wet part of the boat and putting them someplace dry, and let's put our clothes and stuff up there so it doesn't get soaked, or let's start to bail out the boat as best we can because it's filling up with water. So some people are assisting in getting the boat through the storm. Other people, I suspect, don't know what to do in the boat. Maybe they've never been on this kind of a boat ride. I was thinking about Matthew. Matthew was the tax collector. He was a rich guy. He may never have been on a boat trip on the Sea of Galilee at all. And if he's like me, he might have been getting sick. He might be over the edge of the boat. You know, you never know, right? So those people who don't know what to do and they're getting sick and they're panicking, they may be the ones who went back to Jesus and woke him up. Lord, do you not care that we are perishing? Jesus, meanwhile, is asleep in the back of the boat. Now, is he just a heavy sleeper? Maybe he was fully human. Maybe he slept well. He didn't have any worries to keep him awake, probably. But also, maybe he stayed asleep so that all of these people in the boat would fulfill their various roles that were necessary to get through the storm. He gave them a chance to exercise their gifts, whatever they were, so that the whole boat could get through the storm safely. There are also other boats along for this ride. That's a quick line in Scripture we might miss. Other boats went with them. So there are people in these other boats, and all they know is here's this terrific storm, and a minute later, it's calm. What happened? They have no idea. They didn't witness what Jesus did, so they don't know what happened. In the storms of our lives, they're very difficult. Some of us are right now in the midst of terrible storms of sadness or depression, addiction or financial struggles, sickness or grief. And these storms are in everyone's lives at one time or another. If it's not bothering us now, it will someday, one of these things. But if you're in the midst of it, what we need to do is focus on our role in getting through it. Now, some people in the midst of a struggle in the family, their job is to make the plan. Their job is to steer the boat. Their job is to say, okay, we're going to get through this by doing X, Y, and Z. Now, I know if there were financial trouble in my family, my wife would be the one to figure out a plan, financial plan. She's the one who's more careful with money than I am. So she would have the steering of the boat in mind. And so perhaps in the midst of your own struggles and storms, someone in the family is the one to steer the boat. Sometimes that's a father's job, and we fathers can relate to that. But then there are some people who are there to assist so that the boat doesn't sink. They're not part of the plan, but they're going to implement the plan. Or maybe we are neighbors of the person in the midst of this affliction, and all we can do is assist in some way. Maybe we can mow the lawn for the guy who's at the hospital all the time and doesn't have time. Or maybe we can bring some meals, right? That's bring a casserole. Or maybe we can take the kids so that the parents can go off to the doctor's appointment. Or maybe we can drive someone to the doctor. That's the kind of assistance that we can give to help this family's ship from floundering in the midst of the storm. Or maybe we're the ones who don't know what to do. And so we wake Jesus up. We pray. Now, you know, there's a lot of people who feel powerless in the midst of storms. Let's say for our country and the storms that swirl around it, or other people's difficulties. They don't have any clue how to help. And we say, well, listen, pray for them. And some people will look at that and say, prayer, so what? I just sit there, Lord, please help, amen. Oh, big deal. No, you know what? It is a very big deal. Because prayer is the most important part of any crisis, of any struggle. To have more people praying for us helps us through it. So we pray for people in the family or the neighbors or the extended family or the parish family. We pray for them, and that prayer has great power, almost as much power as the guy bailing out the boat or steering the ship. So never underestimate the power of prayer, and never be ashamed to say, I will pray for you. Of course, you have to do it. So prayer is an important part of this. Now, how about these other people in the next boat? A miracle just happened. They have no idea how. So the people who are in the boat with Jesus will explain it to them. The people who are in the boat will say, here's what Jesus did. He spoke and he said, be calm, and the storm stopped. And those same people who are teaching about Jesus to the people in the other boats might just remember that passage from the book of Job, where God proclaimed how he could control the waters and he controls the storms. And those people who are doing the teaching might just say, you know what? That was God speaking to Job. Maybe Jesus is God. So they are the teachers of what has happened. So maybe in the midst of a crisis or a storm in someone else's life, you're the one to say, listen, the Lord is with you, and here's where in Scripture you can draw solace or strength. Or here's maybe where the teachings of the church can help you to clarify your path in the midst of this storm. So that's an important job too, teaching the right way to do things in the midst of struggle. So here's this one little boat ride and all of these people trying to figure out the right thing to do. All of us have a role, because no storm in anyone's life happens alone. At least it shouldn't. If we know someone in the midst of trouble or strife, we should all be leaping into action, each of us, to fulfill our own roles. If there's a prayer list, we ought to be on it. If there's people that we should pray for, we should do that. If there's people who need assistance, and we know that they do because they're our neighbors and our friends and our family, we ought to be acting upon it. We ought to be fulfilling the role that they need to help them to get through that storm, so that when that storm comes for us, they'll be there to help us. This is what a parish community is about. So may all of us recognize when people are in the midst of storms, our job to do to help them through it. Together we can do that. As a community, we can do that. Let us never lose sight of the fact that we are here for each other. We are here to do what God needs of us so that all of us can make it through the storm to the opposite shore.